Good afternoon, KMC. I am Airman First Class Reese Page, or DJ Honeybee. It is a great day to be alive, and we are cruising in that fast lane today. The time is currently 3:07 p.m., and the exchange rate is 93 euro cents to the U.S. dollar. And the weather right now in Kaiserslautern is 42 degrees Fahrenheit with some clouds. Over in Baumholder, it's about 39 degrees with some fog. So it's honestly, it's not too chilly, but it's a little chilly. Whenever I was outside, it felt a little bit warmer, but still make sure you have your jacket. If you are on those roads right now, it shouldn't be too hectic, but if you are on A6 and eastbound, just south of Ramstein Air Base, then you might see a couple hiccups of slow spots. It looks like it's clearing up, but just something to keep in mind. Today we are going to have a special guest with us from the community center, so you have to stay tuned to talk with her. But also keep it on your mind and go check out our Facebook question of the day. What is the worst gift that you have ever personally received? There's plenty of options, but we still want to hear what your experience has been. Over on our Facebook page, we want to know, what is the worst gift you have ever gotten? There's so many to pick from, honestly, and choose. I feel like there's so many funny ways to respond with this. But KB says a text saying Merry Christmas. My thing is, like, as far as, like, gifts, I'm wondering who you received this from. Like, maybe, like, a bad ex or something. I don't know. That's where I would think of it as, like, a really bad gift. But, or even like a spouse, like a partner or something. I don't know. I don't know what the context there is. It was very small, but if it's just a text, sometimes that's all people have. So I don't know. Christina said a reusable shopping bag. I don't know about you, but I think I don't know. It's like, was it just a plastic? Was it a plastic one? Was it just a basic shopping bag? We'll never know. It could be good for the environment though. So there's always that. Yolanda said a vacuum cleaner from the spouse. That one would be a little bit of an ouch. I think as like a single person, if I got a vacuum cleaner, I'd be okay with it because I need a vacuum cleaner. But like receiving that from your spouse, I don't know. I feel like it could send the wrong signal sometimes. Who knows? Stacy said an anniversary ring bought with my paycheck. Like, gee, thanks, I guess. But it wasn't from her husband. I just see so many of these gifts. I feel like I need more context to them. Unfortunately, I probably won't get too much context unless I run into one of y'all, and then I can actually ask about it, because I think the context behind these bad gifts is funnier than anything. But as always, make sure you head over to our Facebook page. We still have all afternoon to talk about these worst gifts that you have ever received. But you just have to swing on over there, put your reply there. Maybe I'll talk about some more of them, because these are just too funny for me. The best way to get to where you're going is by having directions. This can take forms in many different ways. I'm mainly applying this to like things like New Year's resolutions, making those goals for where you want to go and do so that you can take the steps in the right direction. One of the best pieces of advice that I've received was that if you don't know where you want to end up, you'll get there. At least something along those lines. It's basically to say that we will often not progress or be in places that we want to be simply because we don't decide what direction to make a step in. Nothing changes if nothing changes. It's okay to be a little lost or trying to figure out where you want to go. It's not like we're given a crystal ball in life. Like, we're human, made for trial and error, and by making one step at a time, it helps clear your vision on where you want to end up. One of the best ways I found to help do this is simply by connecting with those around me, talking about our goals, personal experiences, personal failures, all of the meat and potatoes that comes with life. So maybe try and be that person for someone or connect on a deeper level to those around you. Like I said, nothing changes if nothing changes. There's also all sorts of guidance and counselments with Military Family and Readiness Center. There's always people that are more than willing to take a step out and help you, whether it be in finances, emotionally, or just like get a goal for your life. Try and figure out some sort of decision on where you want to end up. Today we are joined by one of our lovely favorites, which is Jules over at the Ramstein Community Center. How are you doing today, Jules?
I am doing great. How are you doing, DJ Honeybee?
I'm doing good. I wasn't here to talk to you last week, but I'm back, and I always love talking to you, so I'm glad we're back.
The feeling is mutual.
But I hear we just had our Winter Wonderland. How did that go?
It was phenomenal. We had an outstanding crowd, great time. Everybody walked away with smiles and the cheer of the holiday season.
Oh, that is all we could ask for, especially around this time. We just got to have that Christmas holiday spirit floating around in whatever way we can. But I'm so glad to hear that that went well and it sounded like a great time. Can't wait for next year's. But what are some of these language classes? Because I know there's not only German, but...
Oh, we've got a few things going on for our ACE language classes. We have German, French, and Spanish. German 1 and 2, French and Spanish are $95 for accompanied. And unaccompanied, any rank, as long as their orders say unaccompanied, we can offer these classes for $25. Our first term will start on the 13th of January and end the 6th of March. And registration opens on the 10th of January. You know what to do. You go to 86FSS.com, look under Fun Community Center, and we've got the entire schedule there for you.
That sounds like a great opportunity, especially for anyone who's new to the area or even been here for several years. Just take part in that. Embrace yourself in the culture all around us. Take those language classes. But as far as other things to do, I know I'm not always great at trivia, but what trivia is there for us?
It is the Air Force's Bites and Brains Trivia. It's going to be on the 19th of December, and I think that's Thursday night at 5:30. Doors open at 4:30. We have teams of four, no more, and if you get a perfect score, you can win up to $400. Doors, the game starts at 17:30 in the O Club's Wing Lounge.
Oh.
You do not need to register. It is a free event. Just show up with your peoples and have a good time with us.
That sounds like so much fun. Like I said, I may not be very good at trivia, but I honestly may have to take part in that or something, or at least show some support. But make sure to stay tuned because we have more from Jules coming up in just a couple minutes right after It's Okay, I'm Okay by Tate McRae.
Yeah. See, you're so excited.
We are back with Jules with the Ramstein Community Center. What is this event, the Bunko?
Yes, we are starting a new program here at Ramstein Community Center, and we are hoping this is a long-standing program for all our Bunko heads. We have Bunko, our first one on December 20th from 1800 to 2100. It will be cash prizes. It's $25 per person, cash only. Come have a great time with us and play some dice. Okay, it's not like dice, but it is a dice game. And you'll be in teams of two and competing against all the other teams.
I get a little partner duo. I love it.
Yeah. So if you don't know anybody, we can partner you up. Just come on out and have a good time with us.
Yes, great networking experience. Make some friends. I love it. And I am such a, I'm a lover of the flea markets, the craft markets. So when is the registration coming up?
Oh, registration is open. Our first flea market of 2025 is January 11th. It's $15 per table. Shopping starts at 10 o'clock and goes till 2. For our vendors, registration is open and it closes on the 10th or the 9th of January. So give us a call. We've already got a ton of tables in because we know how much this community loves their yard sales.
Absolutely. And we're rolling into that new year. It's just a couple weeks away. So what about the new programs for the new year?
All right. Next time I'm on AFN, I will have more concrete dates and information for everybody. But for right now, all of our new program for 2025, because I'm getting a lot of questions about it now, will be posted when available on 86FSS.com or our Facebook page. As soon as we have the information, we will give it to you. Promise, but hold tight. We've got a lot of great stuff coming up this year.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see all of the events and the good times. But as always, it's one of my favorite pleasures of talking to you, Jules. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to do so.
Thank you, DJ Honeybee, and I hope KMC has a great day.
Yes, we love it. Make sure to stay tuned because in just a couple minutes, we're going to have your news and sports from the States. But for now, we have 360 by Charlie XCX. Coming up in just a few minutes is your news and sports from the state. Stay tuned. We're going to have a special guest with the next hour, as well as talking about some Christmas to-dos. Taking the news is Ice Baby.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.